May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. I know many of you are here tonight because this service is one of the most meaningful of the year to you, especially the foot washing. That really touches our hearts in a special way. Have you ever thought about what part of it you liked best, or which is more comfortable for you, if you'd rather have your feet washed or wash the feet of another person? I think most of us would rather do the washing. The hard part is letting your own feet be washed. Why is that? Why do we have trouble with that? I wonder. Jesus asked his friends tonight, "Do you know what I have done for you?" Do we know? Because what Jesus does is pretty astounding. It's not hard to see in Jesus' washing of the feet an act of humble service that we can admire. But actually, it's much more than that. Think about it. If you had worked long and hard on a project, a mission that was really important to you, if you'd put years of effort into spreading the word about this thing, recruited and trained others to work alongside you, been excited to have a small but growing movement that was making a difference in people's lives, if you had done all that, and then you found out that at an important dinner event, crucial to the success of your mission, that one of your hand-picked trusted helpers, someone you'd spent countless hours training and mentoring, someone you counted as a friend, if you found out that that person was going to sell you out, betray you, even give false evidence to the authorities that might lead to your arrest, if you knew that was going to happen at this important dinner, when you got there and you saw this person, what would you do? I think a lot of people would have a showdown. There'd be some kind of argument, a shouting match, maybe fire him on the spot, or at least throw him out of the dinner. And for those of us who are more conflict avoidant, maybe we'd hide in the restroom and claim to be sick, avoid the person at all. Or maybe we'd be able to take the high road, draw some boundaries, and say, "It's inappropriate for you to be here. Why don't you just leave quietly?" But I don't think many of us would do what Jesus did in that situation, who would say, "Let me take your coat. Are you comfortable? I'm going to wash your feet because I love you." There's no showdown. Jesus doesn't even tell the other disciples, the others present that night, what he's learned, what he's found out about Judas. Maybe he knows they're a little unsure themselves at that point. You know, sometimes we forget that Judas had well thought out reasons for betraying Jesus. He wasn't just a bad guy. He wasn't really bad at all, just human. He and many others believed that Jesus was the Messiah who was going to come and fix things to save the people, like God rescued the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. Remember the triumph and joy and hope of Palm Sunday? In entering the city in that way, Jesus declared himself to be the one sent by God to fulfill everyone's hopes. And now Jesus is refusing to take up arms and fight the power, refusing to organize the people into a political resistance or do anything else that his followers expected him to. Instead, he's talking about leaving them and going to the Father and about the necessity of suffering and sacrifice. Frankly, Jesus is not a very good politician. And Judas and many others hoped that he would lead a political movement. But Jesus chooses another way. He chooses to empty himself rather than promote himself. Judas didn't understand. And maybe sometimes we don't understand the level at which Jesus was operating. A level far above human politics, but also in some ways far below it, down in the nitty-gritty of the inside of individual human hearts. For Jesus, the point was not the transformation of the state or the government, but the transformation of each human person by radically opening themselves to God's love. And that's hard for us. That's why we don't want to have our feet washed. Being washed is a bit embarrassing. It's humbling and vulnerable. And that's just where Jesus wants us to be. Thomas Merton and, well, nearly every other great spiritual teacher often taught that the real key to life, to wisdom and spiritual growth, is to embrace our complete and utter dependence on God, that we can't get this through this life on our own, that we are no one without God's grace and mercy. Having our feet washed makes us feel dependent and aware of our needs, our need to be helped and cared for, our need to be loved and forgiven. We'd rather have no needs, to be independent and secure in ourselves. But you know what? We aren't. Facing up to that is what tonight is about. Unless I wash you, you have no part in me, Jesus says. Unless you let me in, unless you let yourself be vulnerable to me, then I can't reach you, I can't touch you and heal you. Maybe this is what Judas was unable to do. What do you think Judas felt like when Jesus washed his feet? It was an intimate and loving gesture of forgiveness and friendship. Did Judas think, you see right through me, and you love me anyway? He must have been very focused on himself, not to notice the gift that Jesus was giving him. He must have had to work very hard to stay angry enough at Jesus to continue on his chosen course. That kind of self-focus and self-justifying anger are probably familiar to a lot of us. Jesus knows Judas, and the other disciples will never intellectually understand what he's trying to teach them, that being interconnected to our fellow human beings is a joy and a privilege, that power is found only in service, and that when we give away our lives, that's when real life really starts. You can only know those things by doing them, by experiencing them. So Jesus gives them actions to follow. Do as I do. Wash each other's feet. Love as I have loved. So that they'll have a chance to experience what he means. It's only when we enter into that experience that we can also understand what Jesus means, what love really is, what life really is, and the peace that is found only in being found by God. Do you know what I have done for you? What Jesus has done for us is not just an act of service, but of forgiveness, of acceptance, of love. Love in the face of hate and anger and rejection. Can we let ourselves be loved like that? Can we let Jesus into the depths of our own hearts and receive what he has to give? You do not know now what I am doing, he said, but later you will understand. Maybe we'll never really fully know what Jesus has done for us until we meet God face to face. But tonight we get a glimpse. Let us wash each other's feet and know that we are precious to God and that we are not alone. Amen.